Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
How about I just don't say anything? Okay. That's what I would do. I just
don't want to take anything out of it.
Yeah. Why don't we just leave it alone and we'll just... The injury report, thank you. The injury report will be out at 4. Great. John.
Here's the problem. Eventually, you're going to have to say something because you are... I read something that says official gambling partner of the National Football League.
Yeah.
So you have to say something. You don't... I know you think you are... You know, the all-powerful one. But, yeah, eventually you're going to have to tell us whether Lamar's going to play or not.
I remember I used to argue with people for years about the way that the football games get set up and Monday night football being bailout night, and that's a gambler's night. And then the way the transition has happened, because I was talking to some people last night about Pete Rose and gambling. It's like, hey, do you think he gets in after? There was a big thing on, I think, MLB Network on the Big Red Machine. And so we were kind of talking about, you know, him and what he went through. All these leagues are in bed with gambling now. Like, all of them. They're all the official sportsbook partner of this, the official sportsbook partner of that. And I'm not saying that means what he did is right, but I don't know. It just seems like...
Yeah, but what he did is still wrong now. Yeah. If what he did was legal now, then we could kind of argue that. But what he did is still illegal.
They're taking money from gambling organizations to promote them. You're promoting gambling to your audience. You're promoting it. It's in your stadium. It's in everywhere. And again, you still know it's wrong, but what I'm saying is it's like the guys that are still locked up for weed now.
I was going to use that. They could argue, well, let me out. Although I think that's idiotic because when you did it, it was illegal. But that's an argument, in my opinion. However, Pete Rose bet on the game. He bet on his team. Those are two things you still can't do.
Oh, I'm not.
Yeah,
again,
so
I'm not arguing.
So
I'm not even arguing that.
So to me, he shouldn't even be discussed.
I still think it matters because you have guys. I mean, now we've seen what's going on. We've had plenty of guys that haven't been caught that have done this.
Right. But if you are, you're punished.
Yeah.
So I don't think Pete Rose should even be discussed. What he did is still to this day not legal or against the rules. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's illegal or not. I know it's against the rules. But nonetheless, going back to Lamar, we'll find out eventually whether he actually is going to play. Ed Norris, do you think this really has any impact on what the Houston Texans are doing today in practice?
Do I think they believe he might play? Is that what you're kind of asking?
Yeah. But is he?
Yeah, I mean, probably maybe a little. I think it would be irresponsible to not prepare for Lamar Jackson by the off chance that he was going to play and he wasn't hurt that badly. But I'm assuming they're going to prepare for somebody else. The problem is, you know, for them, who are they preparing for? Tyler Huntley, Cooper Rush?
Cooper Rush, no doubt. I don't think so.
Assuming Huntley's name has come up a lot. He came back really quietly, by the way. Just came in his pajamas one night and it's just nobody knew. But he's back. So, no, I don't think so. I'm assuming they're going to prepare for Cooper Rush. But I'm sure they would have some effort put into it just in case the off chance that Lamar is actually, you know, not hurt that badly. He's going to play at like 80%.
Now, Joe, you said D'Amico Ryans did comment on the preparation for the Baltimore Ravens.
He said they're preparing like Lamar is playing. Yeah.
They always say that. You don't say that.
Both sides are two of the same. They have to. It's kind of like, what are you going to say? Nah.
Man, if he comes up, D'Amico came up and said, man, we ain't preparing for him. I know he ain't playing.
Right.
He's just saying that. It'd be refreshing to hear a coach go, Yeah, man, come on. We know he's lying. We're just preparing for this cat because Lamar ain't playing. I mean, if you, like, again,
the he texted me. Yeah. Told me, he said, nah, bro, I ain't playing.
I mean, the other thing you have to look at is the fact that where their bye week shows up, does it do more bad than good? Could he re-injure it? How, you know, the things that we're not privy to, the seriousness of this injury, because up until a few days ago, there were people going, yeah, he faked that injury. And there's still some people that believe he did, which man, is just absurd
that's,
to
that's
me.
That's part of my shovel today.
Oh, God.
That's part of my shovel today. yeah, the things that people make up about this young man is just funny to me. I'm serious. I mean, you just make stuff up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Daryl in Baltimore. What's up, Daryl?
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing today?
Doing good. Well, how are you?
Hey, Jeremy, I got something to say to you after this comment, all right?
All right.
So, hey, no, I think that Houston, you know, they know he Lamar's not playing, you know, but I'm really worried, man. Cooper Rush, I'm sorry, y'all. I might be wrong. You have to assume me wrong, but I'm just not. He's not a good fit for the Ravens as far as I can see.
Why not? Now,
a drop night passer. And an offensive line that can't even protect Lamar, he's going to get killed. I just don't see it, man. He's not a good fit. I mean, he might be a better quarterback than Tyler Huntley and none of them, but they're a better fit to me, even Josh Johnson. They're a better fit for the Ravens than him to me. Hmm. And Jeremy.
Yeah.
How about my Mercury, son?
Oh, I apologized to you on the air the other day. I don't know if you were listening. I said,
oh
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's the one day I didn't listen to the show.
Yeah, during my daily, I think, was it yesterday or the day before? I said, during my daily line segment, I said, yep. Yeah, he called it. He said, Phoenix. I told him he was crazy. And the sad part was I hadn't realized what had happened, but I was on Phoenix on Sunday, so I was rooting for you to be right anyway. So, but it worked out. But congrats, man. Good call.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. If I'm a running back, I don't want Tyler Huntley quarterbacking because everything he throws is right here. Mm-hmm. He's throwing right there. The defense plays up on him. Remember the year Hollywood Brown had 1,000 yards receiving, but he had 800 when Lamar was playing, and he had 200 in the final seven weeks of the year. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
Because everything was dink and dunk, dink and dunk. If I'm the running backs, I'm like, dude, you're not stretching the defense. I don't want that guy. I don't want that cat quarterbacking for me. And he doesn't really take the command of the play action pass because even when he play actions, he's not beating anybody deep.
Well,
I got into a discussion weeks ago, years ago, of someone who said that Tyler Huntley would be a better option for the Ravens than Lamar. It was Lamar's contract year. I'm like, the dude can't throw. The completion percentage be damned. He can't throw.
I remember arguing with someone. Remember when Trace McSorley started?
Yes.
The game against the Steelers?
Yes.
Where he was playing, and then people were like, well, they were talking about how good they thought he was going to be. And I said, they're just going to sit on every underneath route. There's no threat to go downfield. And then he throws the pass to Hollywood Brown where the defender falls down. It was like an 8-yard pass, and he runs it 70 yards for a touchdown.
Right.
The next day, I get a message saying, thought you said he couldn't throw the ball downfield. He didn't.
He didn't at all.
The guy ran it down there. It's like, come on, man. So, I mean, some of these guys, it's like certain things you look at. Rookie quarterbacks against veteran defensive coordinators, if they're playing against. Like this weekend, I have no hope whatsoever for that cat in Cleveland going up against a Brian Flores defense for his first start in the NFL. Good luck to you, Dylan Gabriel. And then you look at some of the other spots of where you think this player can do this or that. But with the young quarterbacks and guys that you haven't seen push the ball downfield, If you're smart, you're going to sit on all those routes and say, prove it.
Yeah.
Show me you can beat me. And if you do, then I'll adjust.
Yeah. I mean, last year for the Miami Dolphins, Huntley in five games got sacked 15 times. I mean, so, and I'm not saying it's his fault, but if he is so elusive and getting in evasive, how does he get sacked that many times in that many games? I think you're judging a book by its cover, to be honest with you. I don't want either one of those cats. I don't want any of them quarterbacking. However, if I'm stuck with one, give me Cooper Rush.
Oh, definitely.
He's a better passer.
Yes. He's a better quarterback.
He's a better passer, man. I mean, and the Ravens offense can convert to a passing offense. You don't have to sit in the pocket forever. They're not going to call the same plays for Cooper Rush that they call for Lamar Jackson because they don't believe that Cooper Rush can get them out of situations. Yeah. So it's going to be a completely different offense for him. 4-10-5-8-3.
Better run the ball.
Better run the ball, Ed. But now think about this. If they're running the ball effectively, Cooper Rush, in my opinion, is the quarterback that can take advantage of that.
Offensive passing game, absolutely. I'm hoping to get the running game going because then he can be effective. Then they can win this game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.